This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Jay Yates, Extension Risk Management Specialist for Texas AgriLife Extension Service. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
We're recommending that farmers go ahead and buy the appropriate level of insurance, not worry about just maintaining eligibility in the program. The program doesn't really pay enough to just be eligible for it. You really need to go ahead and cover yourself. So all the ad hoc disaster programs in the past worked unit by unit. If a unit lost, then it filled in the gap at that unit. And since this one's a whole farm, especially people with a mixed practice on their farm are not very likely to get very much payment out of the program.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
That's only at a 50% yield and 55% price level. And if that's all that you buy on your major crop, then the way the math works out, there is no sure payment at that level. If you need to buy a 70% crop revenue coverage, the program helps fill that gap a little better. If you try to buy cheaper coverages, well then the sure payments go down and the gap gets bigger. And so we really felt like one of the intents of the legislation was to encourage producers to insure their operations more fully on their own. And that if you do that, then we're going to fill that gap.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
You need to just buy what's the best coverage that you've worked with your crop insurance agent. Your crop insurance agent can help you find the best product. And that's the resource you need to go to. And don't worry about the SURE program. If you get something, it'll be a little addition to what you had. We don't want to change good risk management practice based on the fact that we have this permanent disaster program.